That's an idea. And these three lonifutam that we hold the kesherayim, the raisa, that the top knot we have to make on the tzitzis is midi raisa. If so, if you put five strings in right away and you make the knot together, like right away you pass them with tzitzis. Again, the tzitzis were not kosher first, so that's not a case of a zaken mamre. We need a case that first you made the tzitzis right and then you added on another string. So if you first made the four strings the right way, that means that you tied them up, so you can't passel them then. For the more yochi of soul, tefillin manli, yobar abba bati, v'yaisi achrin of yanaka bayu, hay lechu dekoi, v'hay lechu dekoi. Lechu gets the same question by tefillin also then. How did he make this tefillin with the five batim? Tefillin manli, yobar abba bati, if he only made four batim in the tefillin, v'yaisi achrin, and then he put another bias. We put it next to these, so why should that passel it? Again, say the same svara. Each bias, like each house that's hosting a parsha, is separate, is by itself. So when you have four batim, it's kosher. If you eat another one, I'll say it's not part of this mitzvah tefillin. You're eating on something different. It's called hay lechu dekoy v'al lechu dekoy, each one separate. V'yavid chamisha bati, if you made at the beginning like one pair of tefillin, the sharosh with five batim to it right away, is so again guru of the yomit, it's pasul matchila, it was never kosher. So where is there a case that first you had four batim and now you're putting on a fifth bias that makes it pasul? If that's the case, you had four first and then you had another one, that's kosher. So my answer is this would passel the tefillin. Even in the case that first you had four batim, and now you add on a fifth bias, even though it's separate, but lamaisa, the outside bias of the fourth one is now not seeing the other, it's not seeing the ear. That's Rav Zeira's halacha. That the bias achitzon, the outside bias, let's say Kaddish, or else on the other side, Rashi's tefillin is Voyim Shemaya. Those are the two outside parshias. They have to see the aver. There could be nothing like outside of it. So here that you added on a fifth bias there, that makes the fourth bias not the outside one. It does not see the aver. It does not see the air. Since it does not see the air, that's kosher. So that's the case that first you had four batim, and fourth batim was kosher. And now that you added on a fifth bias, that's what made them so. All right, we'll stop here.
You are holding Daf Pei Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein mamisa noisoi." We do not kill the zokin mamrei loy bebeznin shabiroi, not in the beznin in his own city. Where he started out to argue first in the beznin in his own city, loy bebeznin shabiyavna, and not in the beznin, even though the beznin agodol left Lishchus and went to Yavne, still we do not kill the zokin mamrei in Yavne. Ela, rather, the only place we kill him is Elamala Noisa LeBezden HaGodol. We have to bring up the Zokin Mamrei to the Bezden HaGodol Sheb Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. And that's where we kill him in Yerushalayim. In other words, that's where he was brought Lechetchila. First he paskin different in his own town. Then they brought him up to the Bezden HaGodol. And there Bezden told him the right psak. And still he went back home and still he was Meir, still he paskin according to his own psak. So he's Chayiv Misa. In such a case, now the Mishnah is saying we only kill him in the Bezden HaGodol in Yerushalayim. Now, when do we kill him? So, Rabbi Kiva holds, we watch him, like we put him into prison, ad haregel, until the first Yom Tov that comes by, the first one of the Gimel Regalim. Mamisa Noisa Regel, and we kill him on Chol HaMoed during the Yom Tov. Why? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'chol om yishmu v'yiro v'lo yizidinoid, that everybody should hear and see what happened to him. What happened to the Zokin Mamre that nobody else should do it. So everybody has to see his Misa. So therefore, when is the time that everybody comes together? That's on Chol HaMoed. So on Yom Tov itself, you would not kill him. But on Chol HaMoed, that's the time when everybody comes together. Therefore, different Rabbi Kiva. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. They have a right to leave over the Psak Din, Wimana and Sadin, until Yom Tov, in order that everybody should be able to hear about his Misa. Rabbi Yudah argues and says, no, Rabbi Yudah, ain man in Esdinoi. You're not allowed to leave over, postpone his Din, his Psak Din.
like we already gave the Gemara din, that this person is a Zokin Mamre Yishayiv Chenik, so he cannot postpone the Misa. Therefore, rather, Yudishita is Elam Misa Noisa Miyad, we kill him right away. But, I the Pasuk says, Yishmu Biro, V'Koisfin, we write down letters, V'Sholuchin Shluchim, we send messengers, B'Chol HaMakomis, to all the places of Eretz Yisrael. And we write and say, Ish Polony, such a person, so and so, was a Zokin Mamre, Mischayiv Misa Bebezdin, he was Chayiv Misa in the Bezna Godol, because he was a Zokin Mamre. This is the way everybody will hear about it. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, learn to the price like this. Ein the Misa Noisoi, Le Bebezdin Shabiroi, we do not kill a Zokin Mamre, not in the Bezdin in his own city. And not in the Bezdin of Yavne, not even if the Bezdin HaGodol is now in Yavne, and rather Mala Noisel Bezdin HaGodol Shevushalayim. We have to bring him up to receive his Misa in the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim. O Mishamru Noisel Ganizra Mekibashita, Mishamru Noisel, we watch him as we put him in prison, Ad HaRegel, until the first Yom Tif. O Mamisa Noisel Beregel, we kill him during the Regel, during Chol HaMoed. Shinema the Pesach says, V'cholom yishmu v'yirol divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva, like it says in our Mishnah. Omar le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Akiva, V'chinema yiru v'yirol, like that they should see and they should fear. V'alor le nemar, it only says el yishmu, everybody should hear, v'yirol, they should fear. But it does not say that they have to see, it does not say in the Pesach clearly that everybody has to see the Misa. If so, Loma Man and Dino Shalzeh, why should we postpone the Gemara Din? Why should we postpone the punishment that you're not allowed to? The Ma, when Bezda makes the Gemara Din, they have to give the judgment right away. Elo, therefore, Yudhi Shittur is Mamisa Noisamiyad. The same day when Bezda makes the Psak, the Gemara Din, that's when Bezda kills him. Just the Kaisvim, they write down letters. Pesholchim, they send it B'chol Mokim to all places in Eretz Yisrael. And they say, Ish Pleini Nischayiv Misa Bebezdin. Such and such a person was Chayiv Misa, was Zokin Mamrei, and this is the way Yishmu, this is the way everybody will hear about it. Because according to him, it only says, B'cholam Yishmu V'yiro. Everybody should hear about it and they should fear. It does not mean they have to see it. So we kill him right away. Just afterwards, we sent out letters that everybody should be able to hear about what happened. And they'll learn out not to become as Zokin Mamrei. Tana Rabbanan, went to the price like this. Arba tzrichin achroza. There are four people that need achroza. We have to proclaim, make announcements about his Misa. You have to make a public announcement. Hamesis, somebody that's a mesis, that means somebody that tells other people to worship Avodah Zarah. He takes people off the right way. Or ben saramura, when Bezdin goes to kill a ben saramura, a mesis means a Bezdin kills the mesis. And we have to make a loud, a public announcement. Same thing by a ben saramur, we have to make a public announcement. The Zokei Mamre, when Bezdin goes to kill the Zokei Mamre, there has to be a public announcement everybody has to hear to learn out not to do these averus. For Yedim Zememim, and the case where Yedim Zememim wanted to have somebody else killed, so the Locher is Kasha Zomam, we do back to them what they wanted to have done to somebody else. So when Bezdin kills the Yedim Zememim, also there has to be a public announcement. The Kuluk Sibu, by all these four cases, it says, V'chol Om, V'chol Yisrael, it says everybody should hear about it. Even by Yedim Zemim, it says, V'anishorim, D'loi Kuli Yal Mechozi L'sadusei. Another is, by Yedim Zemim, the Pasuk only says, V'anishorim, the leftover ones. It does not say everybody. So Mor says, why? D'loi Kuli Yal Mechozi L'sadusei. Not everybody is fit to be an aid. Like Rashi says, Uveidim Zemimim Ksiv Anisharim, Yishmu V'yirol, they should hear and be afraid. Mishum L'shach L'michta B'cholom, it can't say everybody. The Lav Kuli Alma Chazalas, not everybody is fit to be an aid. She's Gazlonim, there are people that are Gazlonim, Molib Ribis, people that lent money with Ribis, Omerilim Bishriyas, Shem Sumliadis, that people do have a risk that they're Psumliadis. So if Uveidim Zemimim, the Azor is, Vanisharim, the leftover people that are kosher to be Edim, they have to see and hear about the way these Edim Zemim are killed, that they should learn out not to be an Ed Zemim.
Yeah, the Mishnah says, Novi HaSheker, like we had in the Mishnah before in the beginning of the Perek, that's Min HaNechnokim. What's the case of the Novi HaSheker that he receives the Misa of Chenik? That's HaMesnabe Marshal HaShoma. One case is with the Novi, says of Nevuah that he did not hear. Hashem did not tell him the Nevuah and he says it over. For that is Chayiv Misa. Umar Shlo Nemaloi, another case is, if the Nevuah was not said to him, let's say the Nevuah was said to a different Novi, but and another Novi heard it, and he says it over in his own name, as if to say Hashem told it to me, and it's not true, Hashem did not say it to him, so that also is Chayiv Misa. In such, both these two cases, is Misasa B'dayodim, that this Novi Asheker is Chayiv Misa B'dayodim, which means that the Mishnah says Chenek, and Bezdin gives him Chenek. Abba, but what's going to be in another three cases? Of HaKoyvesh Es Nevuasai. If a Novi just holds back his Nevuah, he does not say it. Rashi says, Shloi Omra Kagoyin Yoyne Ben Amitai. He does not say over his Nevuah. Or else, if HaMavater Adivri HaNovi. If a Novi tells you something, and you do not listen to him. Rashi says, HaMavkirim Shloi Choshos Lamar Sh'omer LeHaNovi. That you do not listen to what the Novi tells you. You make it like Hefker. So in such a case, we'll soon see what happens. And also, v'novi shavra divrei atzmai. If a novi that there was nevuah said to him, and he himself does not listen to his own nevuah, is misasa b'dei shemayim. In these three cases, the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Shenema, the pasuk says, onoichi edrish mimai. I will be derish. I will check out to see what happened to the nevuah that I said. So, in such a case, Hashem will be derish means Hashem will give curse. Now. What's going to be if a Novi says over something in the name of an Avodah Zarah, the name of an Olul? The Yomer, and he says like this, the Novi, that Kach Omra Avodah Kechovim. This is what the Avodah Zarah told me. The idol himself told me, and he goes over and tells people. In such a case, it's Chayiv Misa. And Afilu Chiven Es Halacha. Even if what he says over is the right Halacha. Letame Yes Atome V'Letayr Es Atoyer. Even though he says over the right halacha, the taka it's Tomei or it's Torah, but since he's saying it over in the name of an Avodah Zarah, for that alone is Chayiv Misa, is Chayiv Chenek. Now, Habo al Eish Yisish, like we all said in the first Mishnah of this parak, that if you live with an Eish Yisish, you're Chayiv Chenek. What's the case of an Eish Yisish? Like we know the locher is, if you live with a Nara Marosa, with an Eris, with a Narusa, you're Chayiv Sreifa. So when does she change over from a Narusa to a Nesuya? Eristin is only Kedushin, and the Suyan Pashit is with Chupa. Now the Mishnah says a Chiddush, that Kivron Shenich Nesol Rishus HaBal L'Nesuyan, as soon as she comes in to the Rishus of the husband for Nesuyan, Afa Pishla Nivolo, even though the husband did not live with her yet, right away she receives, she has a shame Nesuah, and therefore someone lives with her then, so there'll be Chayiv Chenek. Now the case of the Rishus HaBal, Rashi other places says it means that when the father gives over his daughter to the Shluchei HaBaal, like the husband sends now Shluchim to the father's house to take his wife to bring her to his house, so as soon as the Shliach takes the daughter from the father, right then even on the road, on the way home, she's sitting on the Suya. And if somebody would live with her then, so the person will be Chayiv Chenek. That's the Chiddush Afa Pishla Nivolo. So as soon as she leaves the father's house to go to the husband's house, she's called a Nesuya. Habu Alev, someone lives with her now, Hareza Bechenik is Chayiv Chenik. She's not considered a Narusa, she has a shame of a Nesuya. Then the first Mishnah said also, the Zemimei Bas Koyin Aboyala, that the Edom Zemimim, they wanted to have a Bas Koyin killed, even though they wanted to have her Chayiv Sreifa, so the Lachar is they only received Chenik and Aboyala. If it was really true that the Bas Koyin lived with somebody, so Lachar is that the Bas Koyin, she herself received Sreifa. But the Boyalah, the man she lives with, he only receives Chenek. So the Mishnah explains, Shekol ha-muzmin makdimim liyoysa misa. Usually the case is, Be'edim zemimim, v'yisei kasha zamim, that what you wanted to do to them, we do back to you. So here, even though you wanted to give her Sreifa, really we should give you back Sreifa also. But here it's different. Chutz mizemimei bas koyin aboyalah, excluding this one case of zemimim to a bas koyin aboyalah, when the Edom Zemim wanted to give her Sreifa, still the Loch is, we give them back only Chenek, the Misa of the Boila. And really the Gemara and Makis will soon see later on, like it's a continuation from this Mishnah. And there the Gemara explains why the Loch is this way. Why do we give the Edom Zemim the Misa of the Boila of Chenek and not the Misa of the Baskoyin?
But that's the Mishnah saying in Chiddush, that even though usually Edom Zemim may receive the same Misa they wanted to give, here it's an exception that we say, Lasas L'Ochiv, we only give the Misa of the Ochiv that you want to give to a man, and not the Misa you want to give to the Isha, to this Bas Kohen. Therefore, the Edom Zemim, they receive Chenek.
Yeah, now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Shloisha, by the case of a Novi Ashek, in three cases, the Locher is Misasim B'dei Yodim, that the Novi is Chayiv Chenek. Ushloisha Misasim B'dei Shemayim, and in three cases, the Novi is only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ha Misnabe Mar Shloishoma, if a Novi says of a Nevuah what he did not hear. Umar Shloinem Aloi, and in the case, even though it was said to a different Novi, but as long as it was not said to him, if he says it over in his name, and it wasn't said to him, he's chayiv chenik. V'ya misnabe v'shem avros kechovim. Like it says in the Mishnah, if a Novi says over in a vua that he heard from an avoid the Zora, for that he's chayiv misa b'dayodim, he's chayiv chenik. Misosim b'dayodim. These are the three cases that he's chayiv chenik. What's going to be though, ha'koivish es nevuah soy? If he only holds back his nevuah, he does not say it over. V'yamavater al divrei novi, or else somebody does not listen to what the novi said. Or else for novi shofar al divrei atzmoi, the novi himself does not listen to his own nevuah. In these three cases, misosim b'dei shemayim, he's only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, like it says in our Mishnah. Now, minoan nemili, how do we know this? Or me avyuda marav. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says over the Yom HaKroah, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, the Pasuk says, Ach HaNovi Asher Yozid L'daber Dover B'Shmi, that he says over Yozid, he says over something in the name of Hashem, where he makes it up. Zeh HaMesnabe Mash L'Shoma. This is the case that he says over Nevuah what he did not hear. Hashem did not say it, and he says it over. Then the Pasuk says, Asher Loit Zivisiv, it was not commanded to you, which is a diyuk. Holachavei roitzivisiv. Hashem did command it to somebody else. Just as Esasher loitzivisiv, it wasn't commanded to you. So zeha misnabe mashlo nemaloi, that a novi says over nevuah that wasn't said to him, even though it was said to a different novi. But since it wasn't said to him, and he says it over in that name, he's chayiv misa. And then the pasuk says vasha yidabe b'shem elohim achirim. This is a case where a Novi says over something in the name of an Avodah Zarah. What does the Pasuk end off with? The Pasuk says, Umeis HaNovi Ahu, that Novi is supposed to be killed. Umeis, he's killed by the Yodim. Now, which type of a Misa do we give him? The Klal is, V'chol Misa HaMura B'Torah Stam, any Misa the Torah says Stam, Einu Ela Chenik, we know it means Chenik. So that's how we know that this Novi receives Chenik. Now, HaKoyve says Nevuasai, let's say a Novi just holds back his Nevu, he does not say it. Or else for a Mavater on Divrei Novi, he does not, somebody does not listen to the Novi. Or else for Novi, Shover on Divrei Yatzma, Novi does not even listen to himself. Misosim B'dei Shemayim. In these three cases, the Misa is the Misa B'dei Shemayim. Where's the Pasuk? Tirchsiv, because the Pasuk before says, V'yoish, it says, V'hoi Yoish, Arshe Lo Yishma, that he does not listen. So the Mora says, we should darshaniya, asher lo yishma means, kribe lo yashmiya. First, he does not tell it over. In other words, if a Novi heard a Nevuah, Hashem told him something, and he holds it back, he does not say it over. That's this posik, asher lo yishma, we should read lo yashmiya, you are not telling it over. Or kribe lo yishma, you should also read, you're not listening. You're not listening to the Novi. And then it says, el devarai. You're not listening to your own words. So this is the case that either the Novi himself is not listening, or in the first thing, Vish Ashalishma, somebody else does not listen to the Novi. So these are three cases. The Novi that holds back his Nevuah, or else he himself does not listen to himself, or else somebody else does not listen to the Novi. Uchsiv, the Pasuk ends off, Anoichi Edroish Me'imoi. So what does that mean? Hashem will be Derish? That means B'dei Shemayim. That Hashem will give a Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's how we know for these three Chatoyim, the Einish is a Misa B'dei Shemayim. The other Gemara says, HaMisnabe Maish L'Shoma, a Novi that says over something he did not hear at all. What was the case? Where was the case of such a Novi HaSheker in Nach? So Gemara says, K'goin Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana. This was the case of Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana. The Pasuk says in the Ver Yomim, V'yas Loi Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana Karnei Basel.
He made himself carne barzel, horns made out of metal, and he went to have mechamba. Like the end of the pasuk says, I'm going to have mechamba. And he, why did he go? Because the Navi told him to go to have mechamba. And it was a Navi Yashaker. So this was the case that Navi Yashaker told him something. Gemara says, but Mahevel Elam Evet, what should have he done? Like Ruach Nevoyis Atisei, there was a Ruach that went to mix him up. It was like Minash Shemai, like there was a Nevoah. How was he supposed to know it was a Navi Yashaker? Another pasuk says in Malachim, Vayemer Hashem, Hashem said, Mi Yafat Yisachav, who's going to talk into Achav? And Vayal Vayapa Bramas Gilad, that he should go and fall by the Mechama. Like who's going to go and tell him, like say a Navi Yashaker? So the Yetzir Ruach, a Ruach, a spirit came out, Vayamad Lefnei Hashem, and he stood in front of Hashem. This was the spirit of Nevus, Muslim Tzi. Vayerman, he said, Ani Aftenu, I will go and convince Achav to go to have Mechama and to be killed. Vayomer Hashem said, Tifta, okay, go and talk him into it. Vegam Tuchel, and you'll be able to do it. But say, go out. Vayasei Kein, and do it. The Omer of Yudah might say, what did Hashem mean to tell the spirit? Say, Mintzei Mem Michitzasi, go away from my Michitzas. So Mashiach explains, like, even though he was going, Mishlichas of Hashem, but still he shouldn't have done it in the Neufen of a Navi Yashaker. He shouldn't have done it in a Beteros Sheker. There should have been other ways of doing it. But Rashi says, "V'yetzir ruach v'yemani avtenu, etzir v'yitzir ruach sheker pikol neviyav." I'll be the ruach. I'll be the neviyah sheker. I'll be the spirit of sheker in all the neviyim's mouth. Now the Gemara says, "My ruach." What was this special spirit? Omer Reb Yechanan ruchay shanavuyas hayizraeli heavy. This was the spirit of nevus hayizraelis that Achav like killed him and made him into a ruach. The Rachav turned them over from a Ruach, from a Chai, into a Ruach. So this Ruach now came to make all the Nevi'im say Sheker, in order that Rachav should be killed. So I call upon him still, the Gemara is asking the question though. So the question still is though, what should have Tidkio did? Like how was he supposed to know that the Nevi'im were Shkarim? So Gemara says, Hevel Elam Medik, he should have checked them out. Kid Rab Yitzchak, like Rab Yitzchak says, Hevel Elam Medik, you should have known Rab Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom HaRab Yitzchak, Signun Echot Oilu Lekam Neviyim. It could be one thought Hashem gives over to a few Neviyim. That's true. But V'yein Shnei Neviyim is Naboyim is Signun Echot. Two Neviyim cannot say over their Neviyim in the same Lashon. That cannot be. They cannot say it over in the same Lashon. I'll bring you proof. Oivadio said of his Nevius, he said, Omar, Zodan Libchos Yecho, that the bad will of your heart made you do the Averis. Now Yirmiyo had the same type of a Nevuah, but he said over in a different Lashon. He said of Omar, Tefaltescho, Hesi Oischo, Zodan Libcho. He changed it around a little bit. The same thing, your bad actions is what's causing you to do bad. So you see, two Nevi'im do not speak the same way. Now, Vahani over here by these Nevi'im Hashekar, Midakamri Kulakadodi, since all the Nevi'im said the exact same Lashon, Shema Mina Leklum Kamri, he should have known, said Kiyo, that these are Nevi'im Hashekar. So this was the case that he listened to a Nevi'im Hashekar. So Mara says, what's the Bikasha? Domelehev Yodale, Lihoder Ab Yitzchak. Maybe Tzid Kiyo did not know what Ab Yitzchak said, his memory to tell if he's a Nevi'im Hashekar or not. Gemara says, no, Yehoshaphat Hevi Yosem, Yehoshaphat was there. Okomalu, and he told him, like he told him, he warned him. The Pasuk says, Vayoyme Yehoshaphat, Ha'ein Poy Novi, isn't there any Novi there? Oid Lashem, Omalei, Ho'iko Kolani, Sikyo said back to Muslim, we have all these Nevi'im over here. Omalei, so Yehoshaphat said to him, Kach Mekoblani mi beis over ya, but this is what I accepted from my father's house. That the klal is, Signun echot oilu lekam neviyim. True, Hashem could tell one thought to a lot of different neviyim, but v'yein shnei neviyim is naboyim is signun echot. But two neviyim cannot say it over with the same lashon. That cannot be. So here, since they're all saying it over in the same way, for sure this is a neviyim asheker, and there's a time of war he didn't listen. Then in this case, if I'm misnabe mashle nemalui, what's going to be the case that a novi says over something that was not told to him? But was said to a different Navi, and he says it over in his own name that he's Chayiv Misa. Where's this case?
Kegoin Chananya ben Ozer. To koi Yimyo b'Shuk Elyon, that Yimyo was on the top street on the Shuk Elyon. Or commonly said like this, Yimyo said
that koi Yomar Hashem Tzavokos hineni shaver es keshes Elam.
I'm going to break the keshes of Elam.
That he said over the Nevuah that Hashem is going to break down now the bow like the strength of Elam.
So now Nosa Chananya Kalvachoyma biatzmai. Chananya that was there listening, he made a Kalvachoyma. He made a Kalvachoyma to himself. This is the Gemara saying, it was Chananya ben Ezer. That he said like this, Ma Elam, Madach the city of Elam. Shloi bo el la'azer es bovel. They only came to help bovel. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say now,
that Hinini Shaver as Keshes Elam, I'm going to break down the strength of Elam. If so, cast him. That's the Bovel himself.
Atzman Alach has come of a Kama. For sure has come the time now that HaKadosh Baruch will break down the oil, the strength of Bovel.
So also, he went up, Chananya went up, Bishuk HaTachton, in the bottom marketplace.
Omri said like this, Koyimah Hashem, Shobarti es oil melech Bovel. So he made this Nevu up himself. Even though Navu was only said to Yimyo, he made a Kavachemi from that Navu and he said it over. That's in this case is also Chayiv Misa.
Omale Rapopola Bayas, Rapopa said back to Bayo, Ho Lechaveru Naimilu Nemar.
No, this should not be a good case. This Nevuah that he said over, that Melech Bashem is going to break down Melech Bovel, was not even said over to Yimyo. It was only said to Yimyo that it's going to break the Keshes of Elam, not the strength of Bovel.
Omalei, so he answered back like this, Kivan the Yisioi of Kavuchayim Lemedrish,
since a person has a right to make a Kavuchayim by himself, if so, command the Yitmalei Dami, it's as if it was said directly to Yimyo, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will break down the strength of Bovel. But Akoponim and Chananya had no right to say it over, the Nevu was not said to him, for this is Michayiv Misa.
But the Gemara says, but Huniyo Duloi Nemaloi, but this Nevuah was not said over to Chananya, it was only said over to Yimyo. So this is the case that a Navi says over something that was not said to him, even though it was said to somebody else.
Then the third case that Yechayiv Misa for is HaMisnabe B'Shem Avodas Kechovim. If you say over Nevuah, that you say it over from the name of an Avodah Zarah. Kegoy Nevi Abal, that's the case of Nevi Abal, that was saying over Nevuah from the Avodah Zarah.
Now, HaKlevesh Es Nevuasai, somebody that just holds back his Nevu, he does not say it over. Where is this case? There's only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's Kegoyin Yoyin Ben Amitai. That he held back, he did not want to say his Nevu that Hashem told him to.
V'yamavater Adivrei Novi, where is the case that you do not listen to what the Novi tells you?
Kegoyin, the case is Chavrei De Micha, the Chaverim of Micha. Rashi said, the Siva says over there, V'ish Echot,